and 150,000 race fans are crowded into Louisville's Churchill Downs today for the Kentucky Derby, but only a few will participate in victory celebrations. Stephen Johnstone has experienced that celebration many times. He's been in the winner's circle with the winning families, with jockeys, with governors, and he was never invited. He is a retired gatecrasher, and he shared this story with Devin Katayama from member station WFPL in Louisville.
The first time Stephen Johnstone crashed the Kentucky Derby was in 1963.
And then the cry thereof with a mile and a quarter run at Churchill Downs.
Johnstone and several college friends slipped underneath a fence at Churchill Downs.
Neverbend and Candy Spots finished second and third to the winner, Shantigay.
He celebrates throughout the day, makes a few bets, and then the race ends. He puts on the coat and tie he's been carrying around all day and schemes his way onto the track.
I would tell people, for anybody who asked, although it rarely came up, that I was a ceremonial guard. And I love that title because it doesn't mean a thing, but it sounds official.
This marked the beginning of a long crashing career. He's also celebrated with Super Bowl and World Series winners.
In my opinion, the Kentucky Derby overshadows every one of them. I don't think there's a better sports spectacle on the face of the earth.
His inspiration was a New York taxicab driver named Stan Berman. In 1961, Berman sneaked into the Academy Awards. He presented a homemade Oscar to Bob Hope on live TV for his movie The Big Broadcast of 1938.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the world's greatest gatecrasher, and I just came here to present Bob Hope with his 1938 trophy.
They made occasion of interviewing him after that experience, and the question came up, what's your next gig? Where are you going to be? And his response was, well, look for me in the winner's circle at the Kentucky Derby.
To his knowledge, Berman never made it there, but Johnstone has 18 times, and he has pictures and dried roses to prove it. He's also never been caught until we tried crashing Churchill Downs several days ago.
Did you have approval through?
No, we did not.
But he still talks his way in and is granted partial access to the grounds. Johnstone shows me the door and hallway he navigated to get onto the track after past races.
We have gone through that and walking hurriedly because the race is over and everybody is rather excited, and then just make our way onto the track, and then it's a case of associating with people who do belong there or are interviewing various people and things like that.
Johnstone says at that point, your job is to share the joy of the moment. And he's done that many times, and always with an accomplice. In 1968, it was his friend Sharon Reynolds.
And I said, I just want you to act as though you're the daughter of the person who has just won the Kentucky Derby.
And so I was like, Daddy won! Daddy won! Daddy won! This is so exciting! I'm so happy for him! And they took us right up and even pushed the governor out of the way so we could get up front. If you look at that picture, we are right here.
Despite never being stopped, there have been close calls. Johnstone's niece, Sarah Johnstone, says in 2006 she made it onto the presentation stand and almost got caught.
It was that moment when Bob Costas was asking, and your name is, and your name is, and your name is. And I was like, oh my gosh, who do I say that I am? You know, you can't say I'm the trainer's niece when I could be standing right next to the trainer and his wife and not know it.
Fortunately, Costas stopped asking the questions before his broadcast began. Last year, Stephen Johnstone crashed the Kentucky Derby party following the race, pretending to be a reporter. He says it was his final time, but as he tells me a story, he still wears that playful smile that shows up in historical Derby pictures.
But then I remembered that the horse's name was I'll Have Another, so there's already a temptation there, I guess.
So while Johnstone says he's done gate crashing, his niece Sarah is making no promises. For NPR News, I'm Devin Katayama in Louisville.
Hey, who is that guy in the studio? Anyway, Churchill Downs can get awfully crowded on Derby Day, and tomorrow Rachel Martin takes a look at personal space. Just how close do you stand next to the other person in the elevator? That's tomorrow on NPR's Weekend Edition.